Well, McKinnon United now on the ball towards the halfway line. That's a good pass out to the left-hand side. It's Charlton now on the ball, could cross this ball in. And a free McKinnon Unity player here on the edge of the penalty area. I think that was Ince with the effort. Bit too much time there, Paul, for my liking.
Much too much time. Could have picked a spot there, but unfortunately she didn't get the power on the shot.
McCaffrey looking for that pass there, looking for it to get to Hayes. Hayes is challenged. It breaks for Walton. Walton to Kershaw. Kershaw, a step over into the penalty area. Goes for goal at the near post. Good hands from Beth Harvey. Here's Unity on the ball now. Pass cut out well by Jean. Gets it to Gordon. Gordon turns. Good touch from Gordon. Jean continues a run into the penalty area. Jean's for a goal here. Oh, and just wide.
In fact, it's a corner.
Yeah, good challenge came in there just as Jean was about to put it to the goalkeeper's left, I think. But wide it goes. It's going to be a corner ball. That was brilliant for Shauna Jean and Gordon there, Paul.
It was. It was a lovely move and good last-ditch defending.
It's another corner to Unity. They've had a number now in quick succession. In it comes towards the back post. There, it's a free header there on the back post from Liz Ince. And she just got under it. And I tell you what, that's a big letter for FC United. FC should be 1-0 down now, Paul.
That was probably the easiest chance we've had all night, I think.
McCaffrey infield here to O'Carroll. O'Carroll plays that through ball for Hayes. Hayes has to sprint to keep this ball in play. Oh, and she does. And has got time to get the ball in towards the 6-yard box where Gordon is. It breaks for Walton. Great save by the goalkeeper. Walton, good turn from Emily Walton. Looking for Lewis. Plays it in front of Lewis. Lewis now on the right-hand side.
Ooh.
Lewis rides the challenge. Still with the ball. Could cross it in. Towards the back post. There's Lawrence. Oh, and Lawrence, instead of going for goal, she headed it back. And Richie wasn't in place for it, really. Kershaw with an up and under. Rochdale Hornets style. Is it going to get to Lawrence? It's cleared. Only as far as McCaffrey. McCaffrey now from distance goes for goal. Over the bar.
We've just not had enough goal attempts.
That was an opportunity there. Bickett forward towards Richie. Richie lays that ball off to Walton. Walton looking for Lewis. Lewis might get to this. She's through on goal. Lewis goes for goal. Oh, oh. Wide of the post. Goal kick.
I think we all thought that was the moment. A pace took her beyond the last player and got into the box. The keeper was trying to make herself as big as possible as she came out. And it just drifted wide of the post.
Well, was that the moment? 9 minutes left. And Unity are in the ascendancy here. Here's Gordon. Turns. Nice turn from Gordon. Wide of goal. And I don't know how many players and officials Unity have got in their dugout, but they all came out then. And there was loads, Paul. But no, wide of goal it went.
It seems fated to penalties this game.
Into midfield, flicked on over the top, and McKinnon Unity with one last attack, they go for goal, and well, it's straight into the arms. It was Kelly there. It was a bit hurried, wasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it was just rushed it.
Full time, and this Challenge Cup final goes to penalties. It's actually going to be FC United to get this penalty shootout underway. It's going to be Ellie Ritchie to take this initial penalty for FC. Beth Harvey in the Mancunian Unity goal, and this penalty shootout will be taking place at the Jake Cottrell McNaughton end of Spotland. I think there's a blue plaque somewhere there.
Two blue plaques.
Yeah, in that stand. The referee now having a chat with both goalkeepers to make sure they understand their part in the proceedings.
Richie wants to get on with this.
And we're about to have this opening penalty of this penalty shootout in the Manchester FA Challenge Cup final here at Spotland. Richie with penalty number one. Goalkeeper saved it, but in it goes. 1-0 to FC. What do you make of that one, Paul? A bit nervy, wasn't it?
For a moment, it looked like we'd missed the first one.
But FC 1-0 up. Wyatt now with Mancunian Unity's first penalty of the evening. It's a long walk, isn't it, really? Donald with the ball in hand. Helps her out, puts the ball in the penalty spot. Wyatt repositions the ball. Stamps on the penalty spot as well. Not happy with this the way the ball settled on this Spotland pitch. Really not happy with that penalty spot, is she?
It's not good for the nerves.
No, and now puts the ball down and he's ready to take this opening penalty for Mancunian Unity. Wyatt steps up. Oh, to Donald's right, and it's a good penalty. After the first round, it's one apiece. Kershaw to take FC United's second penalty.
Well, we know she's already scored one this season.
So, Kershaw with FC United's second penalty. Puts the ball on the floor and makes her way back to the edge of the penalty area for penalty number two. Kershaw goes for goal. Into the net it goes. 2-1. So next up for Mancunian Unity, it's Megan Cardenas for Unity's second penalty. And again, Donald puts the ball on the spot. Very helpful. He's now making her way back to the goal line. Cardenas, who's been taking most of the corners tonight for Mancunian Unity. What could she do from the penalty spot? Goes for goal. Ooh, Donald got her hands to it. But in off the post. 2-2. And we're now into the third round of penalties. It's going to be McCaffrey to take this third penalty for FC.
Been some near things in these penalties.
Well, McCaffrey helping herself to some kick-ups as well on the way to this third penalty for FC United. And, well, McCaffrey puts the ball on the spot. Harvey on a line. McCaffrey now for FC United. With FC's third penalty. McCaffrey goes for goal. Good penalty into the top corner. So the pressure put back on Mancunian Unity. And it's going to be the substitute, Harter, to take this third penalty.
Just takes one mistake, doesn't it?
And again, Sophie Donald with the ball in hand, waiting for her opponent in this penalty shootout to make her way to the penalty area. Donald puts the ball on the spot and then moves backwards towards the goal line. Caitlin Harter to take this penalty for Mancunian Unity, their third of the night. Harter steps up. That's a great penalty. Donald went right. Harter went left. And it's going to be Lewis to take FC's fourth penalty. Donald again getting the ball and giving it to Lewis. Sasha Lewis on her right foot against Beth Harvey. Lewis. Good penalty. Very good penalty. 4-3.
Pressure beginning to mount now because Unity are the side taking the second penalties all the time, so they're always trailing.
And it's Liz Ince to take this fourth penalty for Mancunian Unity. And once again, Sophie Donald, ball in hand, puts the ball on the spot.
And after this one, it becomes sudden death.
Well, Ince with this penalty now for Mancunian Unity. Ince, referee blows a whistle. Ince, straight down the middle. 4-4. Eve O'Carroll to take this fifth penalty for FC United. 4-4 the score. And as Paul rightly mentioned, it is more or less sudden death now at this point. Evo Carroll puts the ball on the penalty spot. Takes a couple of steps back. Evo Carroll for FC United. To the goalkeeper's right. The goalkeeper did guess right, but it just went under her hand, thankfully. And if Martin O'Carroll is listening, don't worry, your granddaughter just scored the fifth penalty. It's 5-4.
I feel sorry for the keepers in this because they've got so close a few times. But this is the killer penalty now. She has to score.
Yes, and it's the number 19. It's Molly Etchells making her way to the penalty spot. Sophie Donald again.
If there's ever a time to save a penalty, this is it.
Well, it is all on Sophie Donald now for this next penalty. 5-4 the score. Are we heading to sudden death? Etchell steps up. Donald! Oh, it's guessed right. And palmed it into the netting. 5-5. We do go into sudden death. And it is Gordon making her way to the penalty spot. That's our Gordon in this instance.
So she was brought on specifically, really, for a penalty here.
Yeah, Nishai Gordon gets the ball. She's still walking a bit gingerly, though. But Gordon with this penalty.
5-5.
5-5. Well, Gordon now with penalty number 6 for FC United.
Not happy with the spot.
No. Gordon now positions the ball and he's ready for this 6th penalty for FC United. Gordon goes for goal. Straight down the middle. 6-5. It's going to be Molly Kelly to take the 6th penalty for Mancunian Unity. No room for error now in these penalties.
And the FC fans find voice for the first time.
Molly Kelly with the 6th penalty for Mancunian Unity. What can Sophie Donald do in the FC United goal? What can she do? Here comes the penalty now. Oh, it's to Donald's left. Donald went right. 6-6. And it's going to be Bickett now to take FC United's 7th penalty.
We're getting down to the players who don't fancy penalties now.
Bickett to take FC United's 7th penalty.
This one will run and run.
Bickett puts the ball on the spot. Harvey makes her way back to the line in the Unity goal. Bickett with this penalty. Bickett goes for goal into the net. 7-6. And I'll tell you what, Ellie Russell then looked to the sky because she's taken the 7th penalty for Mancunian Unity. And this is
a weary looking walk.
This is what we're talking about though, Paul. When you've got the opening penalty, as long as you do your bit of the job.
Yeah, the pressure's always on. It's that extra bit of pressure to stay in. And this has been a long, slow walk to the penalty spot.
Yeah, and Donald isn't helping either. She's just put the ball on the spot for Russell. And he's now slowly making her way back to the goal line. Ellie Russell, the right back for Unity with this penalty. Down the middle. And, there is a question being raised there by the FC players whether that penalty was taken before the whistle was blown. But,
referee seems to be accepting it. So it's time for the captain,
Shauna Jean, to take this penalty.
Now, she did miss the one that we saw last time.
Yeah, against Cheadle Town. Shauna Jean puts the ball on the spot. Jean steps up. Nice penalty.
I think you can safely say both teams have been practicing penalties.
Yes, 8-7. So we're now having Mancunian Unity's 8th penalty. And
the way it's going, it'll come down to the goalies.
Well, at this point, I don't think Barnes was... I think Barnes was basically just picked then from random. Just you take it. So we are down to the...
The ones that didn't really want to take penalties.
No. And Donald, again, ball in hand, puts the ball on the spot. And it's going to be Ella Barnes to take Mancunian Unity's 8th penalty. Can Sophie Donald win this game? Again, not happy with that penalty spot, either team. Barnes with this 8th penalty for Mancunian Unity. Oh, and Donald again guessed right. She went down to her left, but didn't get enough purchase on the save. It's going to be Carlin to take FC United's 9th penalty. Well, if my family are listening, don't worry, I'll be home soon.
Somebody has to miss eventually.
Well, Jace Carlin with this penalty.
The keeper's doing her best to put her off here by standing over the penalty spot.
Well, it's going to be FC United with their 9th penalty now. Jace Carlin to take it, the substitute for FC United and defender. Jace Carlin steps up, drives it straight through the middle.
No nonsense.
That was the best penalty of the night. That was really good.
That was no nonsense.
Well, it's now fallen to Celeste Gordon. And again, Donald is there to hopefully put the ball on the spot. She's done this now for all nine penalties for Mancunian Unity.
I'd not do it once and see if it makes any difference, being superstitious.
Well, Celeste Gordon with this penalty, the ninth penalty for Mancunian Unity. Sophie Donald on a line. Gordon. Saved by Donald! And FC United have won the Manchester FA Challenge Cup final here at Spotland. In an almighty penalty shootout. In the end, FC United have won it by 9-8. And of course, with the way this season has gone, it's Sophie Donald who made the all-important save to win the game.